ศีลเจริญธรรมเจริญพรนะทุกท่านทุกคนสวัสดีทุกท่าน
Good morning
Good morning Chanda Good morning
Chanda ปฏิบัติธรรมแล้วมันจะอย่ารู้จะออกจากความคิดถ้าหลงเข้าไปในความคิดแล้วมันจะกลับบ้านไม่ถูกมันหลงไปในความคิดเข้าไปในความคิดเนี่ยถอนออกมาจากความคิดเท่านั้นนะ
We develop self-awareness, mindfulness, so we can get our thought that we won't get lost in thought.
ปล่อยให้มันไปอันเดียวกันกับออกมาเข้าไปในความคิดแล้วปล่อยให้มันไปอยู่ปัจจุบันแล้วอย่างลูกสาวน้อยเนี่ยทำไปคิดแล้วก็ทำไปก็ดูแล้วก็ไม่เป็นไรบางคนร้องไห้บางคนหัวเราะนะก็เป็นเรื่องของอาการที่มันเข้าไปในความคิด
it can everything can happen when you get caught in thought you may cry you may laughYou may go crazy, or you do something silly.
ก็เป็นอาการของคนมีความสุขความทุกข์นะบางคนก็ร้องเพลงคึ้มไม่เป็นไรบางคนก็อยากทำงานคิดขึ้นมามันขยันมันก็ดีไม่เป็นไรแต่ดูอาการของมัน
that is the order changingness.Whether good, bad, happy, unhappy, pleasant, unpleasant, whether you cry or you laugh, you want to sing or you want to scream or whatever.
บางคนจะตะโกนอยู่คนเดียวยอดเขายอดป่าร้องให้มันระบายออกพอดี
So when you cry out, let it out.Like you, it's okay if you are in the jungle and you you can scream very loud and chow and
ไม่ว่าคนว่าสัตว์นะร้องนกก็ร้องกาก็ร้องสุนัขก็ร้องทีมันหลงป่าเลยมันร้องโอ้ยมันร้องทำไมวะร้องหาเพื่อนหลงเพื่อนร้องหาเพื่อน
even wild animal birds they miss their friend their couple and they just sing or cry or do something to get their attention
นั่นแหละปฏิบัติแล้วก็สนุกบ้างสุขบ้างก็ดีไปเรื่อยๆของมันนะขับรถบ้างนั่งบ้างนอนบ้างง่วงบ้างกินกาแฟบ้างหรือว่าอาหารบ้างเนี่ยอาการของมนุษย์คนอยู่รอดของมันมีผลนั่นแหละ
So that's a human being we have being motivated or forced by something you know thought or feeling so there's a cause and effect or condition of what's happened there's a reason why this person act like this like that you know so We just keep going. The practice keep going. Then we can see thought. We can see feeling. Then we can reduce this kind of negative behavior.
ขึ้นก็เสริมไปคุยขยายความไป
So when you practice until you can be more aware, you have solid grounds of self-awareness. Even you get lost sometime, but you know how to come back to the ground, then it will get better. You know that's delusion.You get lost, you get caught, you get attached to it because you don't see it. You're not strong enough to face it. So you need to come back. But for people who see it directly, they can face it or they can confront with what happened.And can go through it, and then it will disappear. Or it's like people say, you can see the light at the end of a tunnel. So while you are in the tunnel, probably it's dark, but you have to keep going to other side. Then you see light. So you trust your practice, your self-awareness, mindfulness. It's gonna come to rescue you, come to help you. So patience is also a good key, you know, for a practitioner. You wait until you get there, or you wait until you wait means that you you don't do anything. You keep practicing. You are aware. You are mindful. But patience can so you can be a success. There's a full kind of virtue or dhamma that you can be success of.Doing anything. One is shanta, mean you love it, you like what you do. Viraya, forbearance or effort, energy. So you jitta is like you pay attention. You have attentive mind. You focus on what you're doing.And Vimamsa, you may contemplate or you ponder over what you're doing with wisdom, mindfulness. So this full virtue of Dhamma, whether you do the secular work or worldly thing or meditate,You can be succeed. we learn in that a basic Buddhism, all this basic dharma like sati, about sati or mindfulness. Sati sampajanya is the dharma that.Cover all dhamma. Sati sampajanya. Sati is recollection. In the meaning, recollection. Or recollect, remind ourselves. Sampajanya is like wisdom in action. Or this self-awareness. So this two dhamma is the dhamma that support.Very supportive for all work. It's like our parent, mother, father support child until they grow up. But self-awareness, mindfulness is a lot supportive than even our parents, because we can make it use every time, every moment. Even when you are in trouble, it will come to help you. You know how to dissolve the problem. Or you can wait, you can see in that moment, in the present moment. So you can use all of this kind of Dhamma every day, in everyday life. Other meditation who stick to sitting still with the eye closed, they believe that they have to do samatha or tranquilized meditation first. Have to be very, they attain a kind of jhana, deep meditation, before lift their mind to insight meditation. With its, they may regard this meditation as like baby, our meditation. They may think it's a kind of preschool or baby step.
That's what I like.
So, but there are people who know this, who practice it, is we see those, they do sitting meditation with the eye closed. It's like they did, the Buddha did it before with those teacher, before he gave up. He got enlightenment the day that he came to eat. You know, he fast for months, you know, he didn't eat, and he fainted. So he got milk or goat meal or whatever, you know, from the kid who take care of the sheep. Or so he got the milk to get energy, and it remind himself that what he did is kind of other extreme, you know, to torture himself, fast, no food, something like that. He just have no energy to do anything. So when he came to develop, to cultivate self-awareness, to see his mind, to see the sequence of the cause of suffering, then he, that night, only one night that he got enlightenment. He didn't sit with his eye closed. But people who saw Buddha's statue, they saw him, it's like he's sitting still with his eye closed. So they think when they come to meditate, they just believe that, oh, when you meditate, you have to sit with your eye closed, sitting still. So there are a lot of mistakes. So, like Lopo Tien said, at the beginning, samatha and vipassana, tranquilized meditation and all concentration, that and mindfulness may go together like twin. They grow up until they become adult, then they separate, they have family or whatever. So when you get to the point that you can see thought, you can see paramat, a deeper dhamma, then you don't need to do samatha or tranquilizer meditation. You don't have to focus too much. You don't have to very concentrated. You can work. You can do everything at mindfulness. You can see thought while you're working. You can see your feeling while you're working. While talking to other people, whether you like this one, you don't like him, you hate him, you can see it. You can see that is vipassana, you know. It's not like you turn off. Oh no, not like that. So that vipassana, you can get the breakthrough while you're in that moment. You face it. So next time you said, oh, it's okay, no problem. Even you sit with someone you hate, it's okay. Then you feel that, oh, you see the good side of someone you hate, you know. you can be with someone you regard as, oh, it's crazy, you know, just too much, you know, something. You can make friends very easy, or other people would have like you when you don't feel against them. Okay, your discussion, anything to share?
My partner's father passed away yesterday, and he was 95, but it was unexpected. He was healthy until Monday, and then he passed away yesterday. And I was left to be dealing with all, you know, the guests and a lot of responsibility while my partner Barbara went to attend to her father and her mom in York, Pennsylvania. And I realized everything happened so quick and all this responsibility, and I'm left alone dealing with everything, keeping my emotions intact. And I realize that the practice really comes into play when you are thrown all this stuff in front of you. You know, when it rains, it pours. And it was that kind of a week up till today. I also drove going to an appointment on Tuesday, and my car broke down. So, like, I needed that on top of everything else. Like, so now I have a rental car. I had to go to the dealership, waited 5 hours there. I have guests waiting for me. I mean, it was just one. But, you know, through it all, I realized how, you know, the practice that I've been doing for 5 years and really being, I felt like I almost didn't have to try so hard to be in the present. I felt like, wow, this is really paying off, because, you know, this is the time when all this stuff is thrown at you. How can you really keep it together? And to my surprise, I've been able to keep it together. So it's juggling, it's keeping it together emotionally, it's keeping it together physically, it's keeping it together in so many different areas. And I can really truly say that I am absolutely so grateful for this practice and the teachings and the Dhamma and the community and everything, because it just makes a whole lot of difference in my life. And I can truly see it as this is all unraveling this week. So I'm very, very stunned and happy, and that I can just keep my composure without losing it. So I wanted to share that, because it does make a difference, and you can't really see it until you're thrown all kinds of different obstacles in your life. And when it rains, it does pour, and it's just the way it is. But I'm finding a lot of wonderful things with it too, about myself. I'm discovering a lot of stuff, which is pretty interesting, so I wanted to share that.
Wonderful. How are you, Chuck?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I discovered pretty much the same thing that you did. You know, I'm certainly not a monk yet, but it's really difficult to find tremendous thing. And I've had a lot of, you know, happiness in the last, you know, number of months. I kind of discovered something, rediscovered something that I loved years and years ago, actually about 25 years ago. I used to fly radio-controlled airplanes. And I went back, you know, and tried it again. And all of a sudden, the first time I took an airplane up, I realized that when it leaps off the ground and flies up into a blue sky, white clouds, you're there. You know, it's like you're there with it. And after I flew, I mean, like a number of times, and I realized it is a form of meditation in a way, because you have to concentrate completely, or it will come down much faster than it went up. And it is that sense of being up, you know, in that sky and flying among those clouds. It's more, you know, somehow you feel more of a presence there than you do if you're in, much more than if you're in an airplane. And you really can't think about anything else. I mean, you just have to, you know, be right there, all, you know, every second. But anyway, it's just brought me a lot of happiness. And I think the meditation, by helping me cope, you know, with the physical problem, you know, that I had, really made it possible for me to go back and do this, you know, to try, you know, to pick up something that I had done a long time ago. You know, I was already feeling, like, better, calmer, and anyway, it kind of opened the door to that.
Well, you didn't crash.
Not yet. I've seen a lot of crashes. A lot of other people, runways, and everything. It's pretty interesting. But anyway, I'll be next sometime, eventually.
That's good. Good story. Then you left Nancy alone.
Yes. She has Barney.
She's not saying
Barney is a dog. Actually, Nancy comes down because there's a very nice group of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, I don't know, a lot of smiles and a lot of laughter. I think partly it's because we're in a park, actually, you know, and, you know, there's a beach on one side and this huge marsh and lots of open space, you know, it's flat and open, and lots of sky. And anyway, it does seem to do something for everybody. But I find myself, you know, maybe one of the most cheerful people there.
The rest are poor.
Because I haven't crashed.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.